Welcome to the Angry Admins Podcast for February 12th, 2008, episode 59. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Angry Admins Podcast. My name is Joe Bibby.
And I'm Ryan Necessary.
Thank you guys for tuning back into our little show that we like to do once a week or so. We are still coming at you from Houston, live to tape, to disc.
Yes.
To
from our studios in Houston, Texas.
To ones and zeros, to the truck, to the tubes.
Yes.
To that. Your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll stop now.
You feel free to delete at any moment.
Yeah, anyway, so I think we got a good show lined up this week. Got some news, got some things to chat about. I finally upgraded my boot camp / parallels partition on my Mac to Vista. Polluted my system.
Nice.
Yeah. It's I have to say I do feel better about it than XP, only in that now when I see a Windows window next mm-hmm. to a Mac window on my computer, it doesn't look quite as out of place.
Yeah.
As the old, like, Crayola theme right. on XP.
See, now you're running the two top operating systems yeah. of the day, except for not counting Linux.
Right. It's true. Not counting Linux. Yes. We're right.
And
we're
not counting Linux. XP. Yeah. And not counting BIOS and...
Millennium. Windows right. Millennium Edition.
Oh, man.
That's pretty sweet.
That's low.
Yeah, but I did want to let some people know I did run into an issue. You guys may see this. You may have already known about it. I may be just late to the game. But if you do have Parallels and you are updating Vista, watch out for when some major updates come through, because Vista is doing some sort of temporary boot partition on some of the updates, and it actually broke Parallels. It wouldn't boot into Vista anymore, so I had to actually boot via boot camp mm-hmm. to get it to work. Now, this seems to only be limited to users who are using Parallels to boot your boot camp partition. If it was only Parallels or only in boot camp, you'd be probably wouldn't even notice. But for the unique people like me who have to do everything the hard way, watch out for that and just boot into boot camp if you run into an issue, and you should be safe. So,
yes.
Wanted to let people know about that. But yeah. So we got some stories maybe to talk about this week.
Yeah, I'll get something? Started with some stuff. So there is, for the Service Pack 1 for Vista, on the Windows side, supposedly Microsoft was very proud of themselves, patting themselves on the back, because two of the big Vista activation hacks, mm-hmm. i.e. ways you could get a fully activated copy of Vista even if you pirated it, two of those big vulnerabilities were being closed with SP1. So, you know, they were all happy about that. And then
So they're not excited about, yeah, this makes our OS better. They're excited that
more money.
We keep people from stealing.
Yeah.
Way to go, guys.
Yes. So anyway, there is now a third hack that I believe is a DOS line command type thing, which we will not get into the details because it's very technical, and I don't want to take the time to explain
it. We don't do this
it.
Command line stuff around here. That's just not acceptable.
Well, in Linux we do. But I'm not going to take the time to explain it because, yeah. you know, it's very complicated, and plus I don't know anything about it. So
yeah.
you can Google it if yeah. you want to mess with that.
Nice.
But so anyway, Vista still, as always, as there's an exploit there that lets you get it yeah. for free.
Well, the one thing that Microsoft is doing right is the Xbox 360, and there are some rumors posted this week that possibly Netflix will be coming to the Xbox 360 and PS3 via streaming movies, so that if you have a Netflix subscription, you will be able to stream movies on your Xbox 360 as a part of that fee.
Nice. But didn't I see a thing that said Netflix was going all Blu-ray?
I don't know about that. That was not in this article.
I thought I saw something
this
week.
That everybody else is going Blu-ray only.
Yeah, I think the thing was, maybe I can find it real quick while I'm talking nonsense here. I want to say I saw a thing this week that said Netflix was going to be not HD DVDs, but they were going to be Blu-ray.
Hmm. Do they have both right now? I don't really know. I haven't used Netflix in a while. Well, while you're looking that up, let me tell you just a little more details about this Netflix thing that's rumored. The idea is you would just pay $3 for this disc that would go in your Xbox or PS3, mm-hmm. and it would load this little software. You would just play that disc,
right.
and that gives you access to all the movies as a part of your subscription.
Yeah, here it is on... wow, it's on Blu-ray.com. Who would have thought they would have had this story? Yeah, so as of the 11th, what's today? The 12th. So this was yesterday. They said that they're no longer going to carry both HD DVD and Blu-ray. They're just going to be Blu-ray exclusive, which is why that brought that to mind, because Microsoft is a backer of HD DVD.
Right.
So if you're going to have Netflix downloads into the Xbox Live store, is that what you were saying?
So it's not the Xbox Live store. You have like a disc, like almost a game disc that you play that's its own app. And then it's just the streaming. You know how you can go on Netflix.com and you can stream unlimited movies?
Oh,
it's
using
that as an app, basically. So it's not part of the store. It's not high def Blu-ray, any of that. It's just streaming movies.
So what was the Xbox thing?
That's this. You put a disc.
Okay, you're going to have to back
Let's back up. You have Netflix, and you have an Xbox or a PS3.
Okay.
The rumor is you pay $3 for this disc.
Okay.
You throw it in your player, your Xbox or your PS3.
Right.
It brings up this piece of software that you can then stream any movie in the Netflix library to your TV.
So what does the disc do for you?
It has the application that lets you stream.
Oh.
Because right now you can only stream via a website.
I got you. So the movie's not on the disc.
No.
It's an app.
Correct.
Okay.
Because, you know, the Xbox can play DVDs, which you can already get.
Now I'm with you.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So the last news on the Blu-ray front, since we're already talking about Blu-ray, let me throw this in there. So another death toll for HD DVD is that Best Buy is now only supporting Blu-ray. Now, they're not getting rid of HD DVD, but they're going to be kind of pushed to the back of the store, and they're not going to ever be in the aisle main.
They'll be next to the PSP movies.
Right, exactly. So that's another. I mean, so my thoughts that HD DVD would make it through the year may be wrong. I think you might be right on this, that Blu-ray's going to put them under by the end of the year.
Gosh, I sure hate Sony.
I know, me too.
Ever since they ruined the whole Spider-Man trilogy.
It's all their fault.
It is. Yes. So there was another story back to the Vista thing, which I'm still kind of liking my Vista install, but I'll keep reading the negative news because
it's because you don't use your Mac enough. You think
I'm
it's
fair
good.
And balanced.
Yeah, fair and balanced.
So you remember last year, everybody had like the Vista fear, like, I can't buy a new PC because Vista's coming.
Yeah.
So what they did to combat that was they had the little stickers on the front of the PC that said, this PC is Windows Vista capable.
Right.
You know, so that made you have this warm, fuzzy feeling that, if I buy this computer, it's going to be okay. When Vista comes out, it's going to run on it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is there's this huge lawsuit now started because a lot of those stickers got put on boxes that are not happy with this
stuff. Nice. Well done. Well done.
So, and part of it is because what Vista are we talking about? Are we talking about Vista Basic?
Yeah.
Are we talking about Vista Ultimate? Because there's a gulf between what those two things can do.
Yeah.
So anyway, they had to, as part of the lawsuit, a bunch of Microsoft internal emails got released as evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was one of the Microsoft product vice president saying that he personally got screwed by this, saying that he now has a $2,100 email machine that won't do anything. So apparently there was enough evidence of them talking about it. Yes, we screwed up and this was a horrible program and it's not looking good for this one lawsuit.
They're just really not doing well.
Well,
I think we need to just like skip all this and go straight to Windows 7.
Windows 7, yeah. So anyway, this was part of the pre-fail of Windows of Vista. So I mean, it seems to be doing good now on my machine that I built from scratch.
Yeah.
Without even knowing.
Except for you can't go into standby or something?
Well, yeah, I can't go into sleep.
Yeah, that's working really well for you, isn't it?
Well, that's the only problem.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how awesome
only a
I
function
am.
That has been working on computers for the last 10 years.
Well, and no, it was fine until I switched to the new motherboard after my XP Home blew up on
it.
Right. But see, this is how awesome I am, that I built a computer that's 99.9% Vista compatible with Ultimate without even knowing any specs. Yeah. So send your fan mail to feedback at angryadmins.com.
That's awesome.
Anyway.
So, well, if you're tired of Microsoft and you have gone to OS 10 like I have, you got an update this week to 10.5.2.
Wow.
Which had some amazing things going on. Basically, this is like Service Pack 0.2 for Leopard. Yeah, so not a true really major update, but one of the cool things that people have found out, if you are a World of Warcraft player, you now get up to 10 frames per second more.
Wow.
With this update.
So okay, what it's got to be doing something else for us. What is it?
Yeah, there is. It's a lot of under the hood stuff, a lot of bug fixes, fixing some of the kernel panics people were seeing. You know, it's mostly an under the hood. There's no major things. You can turn off the transparent menu bar that some people were complaining about, but those are really the only two physical things you'll see changing. Oh, and the new Time Machine menu button. Up on the top on the menu bar.
So you're really loving Time Machine.
I am.
Because every day.
Yeah. You talk so this about week it. We didn't. I didn't.
It's like talk I'm about caught in yet. A time machine. It's like Joe. We had this conversation yesterday.
Well, so many people are hating on it, and I don't know why. Because it works great for me. I mean, it's using rsync. How can you get any better than that?
I don't know.
But this week I actually had to reload part of my Vista upgrade on my Mac. I had to reload everything because Bootcamp needed a bigger partition and. I'd been using my Mac enough that it couldn't non-destructively change my partition sizes.
Right.
So I reloaded everything, and I did it from my Time Machine backup, and it was so easy. Nice. Installed Leopard, told it, pull everything from Time Machine. Two and a half hours later, I came back. Everything was like I hadn't touched it.
Wow.
It was beautiful.
That's pretty sweet.
Beautiful thing.
It is.
I shed a tear.
A ray of sunshine.
Yes.
Shone on your laptop.
Choirs of angels were singing.
Yes.
Yeah. But hey, you can't go into standby.
I don't need to go into standby. Standby is for suckers. I'm full speed all the time, man. Either I'm in front of my machine being awesome, or it's being shut down and I go to bed.
Yeah.
There is no in between.
Nice. Nice.
So that's that. And here's something else. Okay, so if you go to the Dell site, Dell Computers, maybe you've heard of them, they have decided they're going to stop selling AMD processors.
They're completely pulling.
They're like, we've had it.
Wow.
So this is like, back to the beginning when they were all Intel.
Didn't they just add AMD like in the last 5 years or something?
Yeah. I don't know. So anyway, you can still get AMD processors through like some of their retailers, I think. But as far as like website sales, it's going to be Intel.
Wow. That's not good.
No. It's not good for AMD. It's good for Dell, whose shares rose 2 cents. To $19.45.
Wow. They're living the good life now.
Yeah, I just bought a yacht based on those stock options.
That's funny.
But AMD just continuing to slip deadlines for processors and manufacturing goals. And come on, AMD.
Man, they need to get their crap together.
I know.
We can't have Intel only. I mean, that is just not going to be good.
The shareholders just need to, like, gather outside someone's house with flaming torches and pitchforks and demand somebody get their act together.
Yes.
You know.
That will definitely help.
That's what I would do. That's my solution to everything.
Yeah. Well, I think some of the stockholders at Yahoo were a little upset because Yahoo did not take the Microsoft
deal. I know. After last week when I was all, I listened to the language of the press release that Yahoo, and it sounds like they're kind of considering it.
I was on board, man. It sounded like they were going to take it. I mean, I'm glad that they didn't because that means Flickr is still alive and well.
Yeah.
But, they didn't even, like, say, hey, here's the counter offer. Maybe that's not normal, but I guess the Yahoo shareholders are upset, but the Microsoft shareholders are happy because they were thinking that was going to actually be bad for the company. So,
well,
we'll see what happens.
But, I mean, they kind of go out on a limb because they say, okay, we want to buy Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
So either they're admitting to the whole world that we need what Yahoo does, or Yahoo is a valid competitor for us and we want to buy them out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then for Yahoo to say no to it, I don't know. I guess they felt like it was that they were being undervalued, but
yeah,
I'm sure all the stockholders were like, no, I want my 60% over what I'm making right now on my stock.
Yeah, I mean, Yahoo, I mean, what do they have? They have nothing that's making any money, do they?
Well, that's the problem. Yahoo does. Okay, so this is why it was a match made in heaven, because Yahoo and Microsoft are both two companies that do not have a direction.
Right.
You know, are they products? Are they services? Well, they're kind of this, they're kind of that. We're sort of in this. We're sort of search. We're sort of in services, you know, and Microsoft wants to get into the ad businesses and advertising and that kind of stuff. And then Yahoo's like, well, we're email. Well, we're search. Well, we're, you know, other stuff and this and that. And neither one of them has like a clear goal. And I guess you could say this about Google too. Like, what is Google? But I mean, Google, obviously their money making scheme is we package advertising with, you know, user online data consumption numbers and sell that to people.
Oh, and they do it great.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously they got enough money.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yahoo,
a lot of people are saying that Yahoo needs to team up with Google in some way. You know, whether it's Google buys them out or they work out some deal where Google starts doing all the ads for Yahoo services and Yahoo gets a cut of it. Or
so this is what I would say. If those two come together, then you have Yahoo's email.
Right, which is huge.
Which is gigantic.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you have Google Search.
Right.
You know, and then, I don't know. That's all I got.
Well, and you've got Flickr, which is like the most amazing tagged image resource on the internet.
Right. I mean, I'm not familiar with all the Yahoo products because I don't use any of them.
So Flickr is there, and then I think that's about all they have. They have a few other small items. I mean, I use the Yahoo Groups thing for an email list I'm on. And
Google bought out Picasa, right?
I think they've created Picasa.
Oh, is that part of their thing?
Yeah, okay. Which is coming to the Mac this year.
Wow.
Finally.
I don't use any of this.
No?
No.
What do you use?
I don't.
Vista.
I don't have to use anything.
That's right.
I just come in and sit in front of my PC, and it just gives me whatever I want. It talks to me.
That's amazing.
It just orders pizzas and plays World of Warcraft and answers email. That's
it. Yeah.
But I don't know. I could see Yahoo and Google being a better match than Microsoft and Yahoo.
Yeah. Microsoft, they seem to be reeling. They don't know. They know that their current business plan of selling Windows and Office is not going to last. And they're trying to find a way to beat that before it starts to hurt them.
Well, people are sick of shelling out $399 for an operating system.
Well, and eventually things like, you know, the Google Documents will catch up and become amazing. You know, it's not there yet, but give it 5 more years and it can easily surpass the bloatware that is Office.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know.
The other thing, the reason I think they want to eventually get to where there's some sort of ad-supported free Microsoft Office version and like free browsers, they've had that forever, but and then like a cheap OS or a free OS, and then all their money's made through ads because like the third world is pirating their stuff like crazy.
Yeah.
So if they can just take that whole piracy thing out of the equation so that all of the operating systems and browsers and apps that they give away, if they all have embedded advertising that they can like guarantee their income from that, then that's the win for them. So, I don't know. That's me.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Did you have you bought an iPhone yet?
I have not, sir.
So, I keep hearing rumors about a 3G iPhone, and it keeps making me wait.
Right.
You know, because I want an iPhone.
I heard all the rumors that you started. Every day when I talk to you.
Yeah, I know. That, you know, between iPhone and Time Machine, I just talk about nothing else.
Joe Bibby, 3G iPhone, and Time Machine is awesome.
That's pretty much me, baby. Woo! So the current rumor, let's see, Forbes is saying wait just a bit longer if you haven't purchased an iPhone yet, because the next generation will offer some upgrades like 3G capabilities. Mm. They're saying it's not going to be out for a few weeks, but there's supposedly a high-profile announcement coming in February that Apple has hired a television production firm for. You know, we've got the software development kit coming out. AT&T has added, is adding 80 additional cities to their 3G market for a total of 350 markets by the end of the year.
Nice.
And that's really all they got. Hmm. That's their big reasons. But wow. I'm waiting. I really want a 3G iPhone, and I'm not going to buy one until it happens.
Nice. Did you see this week the coordinated anonymous demonstrations against all the Scientology offices?
I haven't.
It was like a worldwide coordinated thing. Like, yeah, all the major cities, they had thousands of people turn up. And
I ignored it completely.
Yeah.
So what happened? Inform me.
That was it. I mean, they had, so this is what was sweet, all right? So V for Vendetta, the Guy Fawkes mask.
Yeah.
A lot, like once in the Europe, like they were all wearing like the Guy Fawkes mask.
That's awesome.
That was so sweet, man. Oh, yeah.
So how did they like coordinate it via the internet?
The tubes. Yeah.
Nice.
It was an uprising.
Well done.
What was the effect? Probably nothing. I don't know. But anyway, they made their statement. We hate Scientology, whatever.
Nice.
So that was that. The other awesome news was that Spore, the game from Will Wright that I've been waiting on for like since I was born.
The one that you predicted would be game of the year last year?
Yeah, like 2 years ago. Maybe it will be game of the year for 08. Because they finally set a release date of September the 7th, 2008.
Nice.
So we'll see if it actually makes it.
Well, I hope so. Because, I mean, you know, you've got me wanting to see this game. And
I know.
It just keeps not happening.
I know. It's going to be on the Mac also. So you'll actually be able to play it.
Oh, nice. It's going to be on the Mac, baby.
Right.
The Mac is coming into its own as a game system because it's got Spore.
No. That's so wrong.
I know. EA still is not pushing their games out. It keeps getting delayed.
EA is pretty much evil anyway.
Yeah.
Congratulations, everyone, on the writer strike being over.
Oh, yes, yes. We're glad that the writers are getting their money and we're getting our TV shows back.
Yes, but maybe not till next season on some of them.
Mm. Well, that is going to wrap up our exciting show this week.
It is.
3G iPhone, Time Machine is awesome. want to thank everybody for tuning in. We no longer have the forums if you didn't notice that or didn't listen to last week. So go back to commenting in the show themselves. So thank you for everyone who participated, all one person in the forums, because that was awesome.
Thanks, Stuart.
Yeah, Stuart, you're the man. But if you do have some comments, feel free to email us at feedback@angryadmins.com. We appreciate any information coming in through that front, and we will definitely pass on any good tips to the listeners. But until next time, I'm Joe Bibby.
I'm Ryan Necessary.
Stay angry.